Of pussy on the track like that. With pussy on the mic, take a bite. New shows weekly every Saturday. Talking that real shit in a real way. Featuring star-studded celebrity interviews. Have a look and listen, vibing to this groove. This your host, Mads, looking a damn fool. Here in the Wolf Den, we ain't got no rules. Hey, yo, what up, what it is? How you feeling? How you living? How you motherfucking being? You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about? It's your girl, Mags, of Wolf Pussy Monologues Podcast. So glad to have you. Hope you had a great week. Hope you're feeling all right. So anywho, today I want to talk about parents. You know what I'm saying? Them parental units. Let's get down on the get down with them, you know, because here in the Wolf Den, you know, we talk about it all. And don't you fret, just because we're getting in parents' asses today, don't mean we won't get in kids' asses tomorrow, alright? Keep your head up. But yeah, parents, especially those with adult children, yeah, listen up. This episode is for you, alright? Now, what's a nice way to say this? What the fuck y'all doing? Seriously. You know, I'm not playing. Like, what the fuck is y'all doing? You know what I'm saying? Now look, I know y'all like, you ain't got no kids. What you gonna tell me? I'm gonna tell you a lot, motherfucker. Sit down and take a motherfucker pen and paper, cause you need to listen to a motherfucker that ain't made the mistake you made. Just saying. Boom. Here we go. So I feel like traditional parenting and new age parenting is really two different things. Seems as though the traditional parenting that warrants, you know, respect on all levels, period, across the board, right? Whereas this new age parenting, what a lot of you motherfuckers is doing, it allows a little bit of disrespect. Well, scratch that. It allows a lot of bit of disrespect in the way you are conversing and or dealing with your offspring, okay? I'm just amazed that some of you people's kids still have their two front teeth in their mouth because, you know, back in the day, that wasn't too far away because I ain't that fucking old, man. You get your motherfucking head knocked off if you look at a motherfucker wrong, much less say. You know what I'm saying? All in the grown folk conversation and shit. You talking and shit. Like, what is that? Why the fuck do parents feel like they need to be friends with these little motherfuckers? Where is it in the manual that you motherfuckers is reading that you supposed to be your kid's friend? You know, first of all, you send your kid to school to be socialized, to make friends. Friends are their peers. You know what I'm saying? If you have a friend that's not on the same level as you, henceforth, do you see first graders having fun and recess with the sixth graders? No. They keep their asses separate, don't they? For good reason. You know what I'm saying? You need to socialize with your age bracket, with people that have same taste and likes and dislikes as you, right? Honey child, some of these motherfucking kids, shit, they know more grown shit than they know they motherfucking times tables. And that's just outrageous. I'm just saying. What the fuck is you doing, parental units? A type of parent that I find is hysterical are those helicopter parents. You know, the ones that hover over every single solitary thing their child does. And that same child still grows up to be either A, fucking mass murderer, or B, extremely hateful and resentful of their parent because they didn't allow the child to be a child when the child had the chance to be a child. Because one thing about it, two things for sure. You can't turn back the hands of time and be a child no motherfucking mo. You dig me? Hours I spent on end wishing I can find a fucking DeLorean to go back to the days of hopscotch and homework around this motherfucker, man. But when adulthood hit, that's it. That's it. You know what I'm saying? Nothing but bills, bankruptcy, and bullshit. New episode coming. Stay tuned. You know what I'm saying? Anywho, them helicopter parents, what is the jizz with that? Does that work? How does that work out for you people? You know, because a lot of folks that I've, you know, bear witness to have helicopter parents, they do nothing but propel their child to go the fuck away. Then they become that old couple whose kids never visit, never call, never write. Helicopter parents. Get your ass land. Just land the helicopter. You know what I'm saying? Just land it. Now, it's a way, I feel like, it's a way to instill values and morals and all that shit in your kid and hopefully getting a good reaction. I say hopefully because it got to be something in the water, because this shit ain't the same for gangsters no more. You know what I'm saying? I see a lot of parents, they put in a little bit of this, a little bit of that in their parenting. They're doing, you know, what Dr. Spock says and all that shit, and the kids still come out, for lack of a better phrase, a fuck up. You can't live your child's life. You have to live your own and provide guidelines for your child's life. But you can't live it. You can't do it. You got your life. That's yours. You can't live nobody else's, especially your fucking kid. So get that shit about your head, parents. You know what I'm saying? I want to know, how the fuck do you parents allow so much disrespect in your fucking household? What the fuck is that about? Let me light my shit up on that. Hold up. I can easily remember once upon a time where you couldn't roll your eyes, stomp your feet. You couldn't question what was said to you. Hell, you couldn't use the word lie in your conversation with an adult without, you know what I'm saying, the danger of having your two front teeth that just became permanent knocked down the back of your motherfucking throat. Not child abuse. It was a respect thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, real shit. Some of the things that I've heard people's children say to them, it really hurts my feelings to see people in a situation where they really don't have no control over some shit that they laid down and created. You made that shit. Did nobody else make it? Hopefully, I think. Well, nobody else there but you and your partner who made this seed. You know what I'm saying? What is this? You go to work and work umpteen hours a day. You know what I'm saying? Divvy out your money to stretch, you know what I'm saying, from period to pay period or whatever the fuck the case may be. And take care of the household shit and the extra shit that your kid want, just for them to turn around and talk to you like you got two tails and two motherfucking heads. And it's accepted. No. Gone are the days where kids took what the fuck they were given and shut the fuck up. And that's crazy to me. Because they still have laws where you little motherfuckers can't go get no damn job until you reach a certain age. So at least until you reach that fucking age and you got your own money coming in to where you can sustain yourself, be nice if you be shutting the fuck up. Because now it's at a point where you don't be comfortable when you go to people's houses and shit. And they got unruly children and shit. And you, because you know that at some point during your visit, there's going to be some unruly bullshit going on that I just don't want to see. It's like volunteering to go watch a fucking train wreck. Who wants to see that? I don't. Speaking of unruly ass kids, I was looking at some news articles, you know what I'm saying, some old, some new, and came across some shit, across Fox News shit, that a restaurant in Georgia is, you know what I'm saying, starting to add $50 surcharge on the bill if your kid is acting ass in a restaurant. Let's sip some tea on that. I know a lot of people was probably butthurt with that move, you know what I'm saying, but at the end of the day, at the end of motherfucking day, if you have unruly kids and you just gonna sit there and keep eating your Caesar salad while little Johnny is painting the fucking windows with ketchup fucking bottles and shit, stepping on other people's fucking belongings and their tables and food shit, I think someone needs to step in there. You know, be glad they didn't call the police on your motherfucking ass. The way I see it, business is business. It ain't never personal. You know, when a person, when people go out, you know, and they are paying for a meal, and, you know, they expect a certain level or degree of service when they go out, a restaurant can lose business. People will get up and walk the fuck out. Like, fuck you and this, you know what I'm saying? Fuck all that. And now it becomes a situation where the restaurant's losing money because y'all want to sit up in here and have, you know what I'm saying, family ratchet night with your goddamn kids and shit just running around, just running amok. Just running the fucking amok. If you have people in your life that you can't take outside in the public without them being some type of issue, guess what's for you? DoorDash and Uber Eats, motherfucker. Just saying. Just saying. Nearly all the restaurants doing it. So you might want to order your goddamn food and eat at the house where they can walk on the walls and all that bullshit that badass kids like to do. Just saying. Easy fix. Another shit that I came across. Y'all remember in 2017 when that chick went on Facebook Live with her little emergency appeal to help her find her missing daughter and, oh my God, blase, blase. All that shit. She was crying for help and shit. And it turned out she was the one that killed her motherfucking daughter, 16 years old. Now, I read the article and it was an insinuation there that the mother's boyfriend had some, you know what I'm saying, some dealings with the child that were inappropriate. And when a child reached out to her mother for help, what she got in return was death. Wow. Wow. I really don't get how God's gifts, meaning children, because they are gifts, each time you're able to bring a kid into the world and they're healthy and strong and they can thrive and do things for themselves. That is a gift, yo. So, yeah. This motherfucker just returned to sender her gift from God behind some dick. I really, really, really was hoping that that wasn't the case. But, and at the same time, there's nothing that you can say was a reasoning behind you doing such a thing. You had no, that was just fucked up. Period. You're a fucking murderer. You're a monster. And yeah, end of story. Ain't that some shit? Parental units ain't no joke across the spectrum. Now let's get into these adult kid parent relationships. Oh my goodness. Yes, we're going to talk about that too. You know what I'm talking about? Because you motherfuckers need to realize that you can't expect your fucking child to pick priorities in their fucking life. You know what I mean? The whole point of the game is to raise them up, send them out, so they can better the world they're in and blase, blase, and all that shit there, right? So if they're stuck between trying to get out there and doing for you, trying to have a life or find a life or experience life, and they feel like they're kind of sort of trapped because, you know what I'm saying, you're their parent and you come first, that's a hard motherfucking situation for any child to be in, because it's like, damn, of course I love my parents. Of course I want to do whatever and everything I can for them, but it's discerning when it gets to a point where it hurts you. I mean, you can't even be a fulfilled person. You know what I mean? There's no way an adult child can have a fulfilled life if they are unable to go get their fucking life. And you can't get your life at the house with your parents. You can't do it. You can't do nothing of your things you would do in your own. You know what I'm saying? You can't experience and understand none of the shit that you would if you were able to walk that path on your own. Not saying you don't need your parents, because hell, we gonna need our parents, our children, our loved ones. We gonna need them till the day we stop breathing. We're all connected. It's a reason for this. You know what I'm saying? Because we're all supposed to stay in each other's lives respectively, but we have to also grow and add to our own individual selves. Okay? Yeah. No adult can be a full adult if they are still stuck in kid mode. Just saying. At the end of the day, I feel like the adult child and the parents have to be stronger within themselves so they can be able to stand separately without the dependency factor. Because, as you know, at certain stages, you're dependent upon them and they're dependent upon you. You know what I mean? But you can't let that dependency rule your entire existence. That's when it becomes, well, what the fuck am I here for type situation. Then the depression and the anxiety and all that shit comes into play. Who the fuck wants to deal with that? Now, I want to go through some common reasoning behind tension, you know what I'm saying, in between parents and their adult kids. Like, for example, the assumption of quid pro quo. You understand me? Some parents believe that, okay, I'll babysit for you and I'll do this, but you're going to have to do something for me in return. And a lot of people get caught up in that whole shit because people are struggling. They're trying to reach out and get all the help they can get wherever they can get it. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, you forget. Yeah, your parents have lives too. So yeah, they kind of want to have a space to be able to do them as well without re-raising you. Because in essence, that's what they're doing while you're trying to figure it out and get yourself together and get your money right and all this and that and the third, quote unquote, live life. They're re-raising you. Who the fuck wants to do that? I know grandparents and shit, they talk a good game. Like, you know, I love my babies and all that and third and shit. But who be the happiest in the motherfucker when them kids get picked up? Grandparents? Because they fucking tired. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like to eliminate that quid pro quo situation, motherfuckers need to have an understanding. Hey, can you watch so-and-so for so-and-so amount of time? I will pay you this or I will do this for you in return. So no one feels like they're getting taken advantage of or no one feels like on the back end they're owed something. You know what I mean? Who the fuck wants to deal with that? Because at the end of the day, wasn't nobody else there to make them kids but you and your partner. So you and your partner gonna have to figure that shit out. Yes. Parental units. Yes. The whole thing, I think 90% of being a parent is doing what? Figuring that shit the fuck out. Another thing that causes tension is the disappointment in the child's partner choices. A lot of times parents just don't approve of the mate. And in some cases, they are fucking right. Because some people just go to the depths of the gutter and pull out everything and every part of a person that they were told not to deal with. Yeah, some kids do that. And they bring them home like, look, mom, dad, this is so-and-so. He ain't shit, but I love him. No, motherfucker, no. You know what I'm saying? Oh, not cool. If you happen to be a parent that is happy with your child's partner choice, kudos to you. You have shot the dice and hit 7. You have won. You know what I'm talking about? Because that shit is very rare. And it causes a lot of accidents, a lot of incidents, a lot of asshole shit within the parent-child relationship. Sure does. Parents who are high in control or who see their children as reflection of themselves and as markers of their success in the world find it hard or even fucking impossible to accept their adult children's decisions. They just don't even accept none of the decisions you make. Like, everything that you do is wrong to them. You know what I'm saying? Because it's a reflection of them. So if you're making a bad decision, they're making a bad decision. You can't, again, I'm going to say it, parents, you cannot live your life through these kids. God damn it, no. All you can do is give them some cliff notes, maybe a apple or some shit, and send them on their way and pray about it. Ain't that what the elders say? Pray about it. Please, this one right here, parents, y'all really got to stop talking shit about how y'all kids raise their kids. You understand me? If they're not putting their kids in any imminent danger, you got to let them learn. You got to let them fall off the bike. You got to let them learn a better way to do things. Otherwise, they will never get it. and then they'll keep having kids, and you guys will keep bumping heads because they'll keep doing the same shit. Yeah. You see how that worked out? Parental units, you gotta get it together. And I feel like the downfall of a lot of what's going on in the world is because our parental units are not intact. They're not thinking straight. They are too busy still trying to find a fucking mate. And they can't be fucking parents. Oh, shit. Yeah, I said it. And I meant it, too. Mm-hmm. You cannot compare your adult children to your other adult children, the siblings. You can't compare them. That's out. You know what I'm saying? Because guess what? They both came from your gene pool. You know what I'm talking about? They both came from you. So the good and the bad got blended in there with them chromosomes and shit. Don't get mad at that motherfucker child because they're not the reflection of what you wanted them to be. Because at the end of the day, I feel like parents have the opportunity and the positioning to mold their kids to be whatever the fuck they choose them to be. If you want to raise an NFL fucking warrior, you can do that. If you want to raise the next president, you can do that. You can do that. But it's a whole lot of work, and you got to push every step of the way. You can't sit back, say, okay, I paid the rent, the lights on, did you do your homework? Good night. No, it goes way deeper than that. Way deeper. So before you check your fucking kid for not doing this or that and the third, you got to remember to ask yourself, how much work did you put in on that NASA engineer? How much work did you put in on that Olympian championship medalist in there? Not much. Yeah. Yeah. And last, I want to bring up labeling disagreements as being disrespectful. Stop it. Okay? Please stop it. If you want a shortcut to estrangement, this is the way to go. You know, dig me? Because regardless of what culture says, respect for parents is earned by parents in the day-to-day, not conveyed by some magic fucking wand. You know what I'm saying? And shutting an adult child down on a basis of respect that's owed to you, you know what I'm saying? It works for that day, for that moment. But after that, guess who you gonna talk to for a while? Mm-hmm, your own seed. Boom, ladies and gentlemen. There you have it, and there it went. I hope you enjoyed our episode, Parental Units. I enjoy bringing it to you again. I'm your host, Max. Please tune in next week when we are going to talk about thoughts. Those thoughts that just creep into my brain and get the inner wheeling and shit and sending the synapses firing and all that shit. We're going to talk about those. Yeah. Uh-huh. Don't forget, we have a merch line at wolfpussymonologues.com. Hit that shop button. It'll be greatly appreciated. We all are on Instagram at WPMWithMags. We are on Facebook and YouTube at Wolf Pussy Monologues Podcast. Please stay safe. Stay out the way. Stay out them streets. You dig me? Love, peace, and eggs. Wolf Pussy out.